Hi, how are you? So I want to draw your attention to the two paintings of the pots, because that's what I'm going to be talking about today. Maybe I'll get to the other one another time. But this painting, the first one is called Poured Out. It's of the pot that's pouring into the other one. This painting was started, I was asked to paint at a conference, and I had this image of the Lord just pouring into us as earthen vessels. And I got this scripture, which is Matthew 9, 16 and 17, which says, No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, and worse tear is made. Neither is new wineskin put into old wineskin. If it is, the skins burst and the wine is spilled and the skins are destroyed. But new wine is put into fresh wineskins, and so both are preserved. And so I had this picture, and as I was painting, so I started this painting at the conference, but I finished it at my house, both of them. And so the earthen vessel, the pots, when I was painting them, I just had this picture of, you know, maybe something that the woman at the well would take to get the water. And so just, you know, cheap, basic pots, terracotta. And that represent me. And then the Holy Spirit comes and he pours out whatever I need. I wasn't expecting to cry. And he just touches me and he fills me. And the brokenness, the broken pot. When I was painting that, it was such a powerful time because I could hardly keep myself together painting, honestly. Because the Lord spoke to me, because not only is it about abandoning the old, for the new wine to come in, to, as we're changed, as we're transformed, the Lord comes and he fills us and he makes us new. But in our brokenness, there is also a touching of the Holy Spirit. There is also, in our brokenness, we minister. In our brokenness, he fills us. In our brokenness, he is there. And it's beautiful to him. You know, we need the blood of Jesus to come and to pour out into our lives and into the places that are broken that we may minister to others. And so that was such a powerful moment. Then I was invited again to another conference. At the same time, though, as I was painting the poured out painting, I had another image, and I kept thinking about the woman at the well. And I really didn't know why, but I felt just to keep going. And so I don't paint people. I just don't. There are those that are portrait artists, and I am not one. So please don't ask me to paint you a picture of yourself or your children, because I'm not. You can find somebody else. So anyway, just keeping with the pots being me, being us, and the Holy Spirit filling us. The other painting is called Encounter, and I had a picture as I was meditating on the woman at the well story. I had a picture of the Lord just coming and touching each person. And there was a sermon last year, I remember saying to Bill, he had the same image and the painting had just come onto the wall. And I was like, this is what that painting is. This is about the Holy Spirit coming and touching and filling every person and ministering to each of us exactly what we need. And so it was a really powerful image because I saw the Lord literally putting his hand on every single person and ministering in the way that each person needed. And so I pray that these paintings minister to you. Just for reference, John 4 is the story of the woman at the well. And I guess you could tie in Isaiah 55, which I'm working actually on another painting that's based on Isaiah 55. But the other thing that I wanted to say is, you know, sometimes when I paint, I don't even really know what I'm painting. Like, God gives revelation after I paint to know more what I'm painting. So this painting could also be the woman who the Lord filled the jars and gave her what her need. It could be, you know, Jesus turning the water into wine. But initially, this painting is about the woman at the well. So thank you.